May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Dearly beloved in Christ, have you ever been in the presence of a great and famous person? It's an experience that is exciting and unforgettable. You can't wait to tell your family and friends and neighbors and co-workers all about it when you've been in the presence of someone great and famous. On that first Easter evening, the disciples were in the presence of the living Lord Jesus, risen from the dead. The scripture says that they were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. No wonder. Their fears and their doubts gave way to hope and faith. Anxiety and despair fled before the shining face of the one who had conquered death and the grave, that face that now gazed upon them with such compassionate love. There they were, in the real and living presence of the Son of God, their Savior, their Lord. Immediately, Jesus let them know that they were not to stay in that room with him for very long. Their encounter with him was meant to propel them into mission. As the Father has sent me, he said, so I am sending you. And why had the Father sent his Son into the world? To seek and to save what was lost, as Jesus himself had expressed it in Luke 19, verse 10. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. So what Christ was telling his disciples was that the mission of Christ to the world was about to become the mission of his disciples as well. We have been in the real presence of the living Lord Jesus, and we can't wait to tell our family and friends and neighbors and co-workers all about it. Talk about being in the presence of a great and famous person. It doesn't get any better than being in the presence of Jesus. There's nothing to match that. There's nothing that can compare with that. When does that happen, you say? When do we come into the real presence of Jesus, risen from the dead, alive forevermore? Every time we come to the Lord's table to receive his body and his blood, in this wonderful sacrament, we stand in the presence of Christ. And in supernatural power and grace, he shows us his hands and his side, just as surely as he did with the first disciples on that first Easter evening. Take and eat, he says. This is my body given for you. Drink of this cup, he says. It is my blood of the new covenant shed for you. He invites us to reach out and touch him, to eat of his body and to drink of his blood, to taste the bread of life, to drink of the living water that springs up into eternal life. It is the Lord's deep desire and longing that there be more guests at his table, both in his kingdom of grace here on earth and in his kingdom of glory in heaven. For he is a gracious host. He is a generous host. He wants no one to be left hungry and hopeless, lost and condemned. We are his invited guests, and he commissions us to extend his invitation to all so that more and more and more people will hear and respond, receive and believe. The same Lord who draws us to himself now sends us out into the world that God made and loves. The same Savior who says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest," now says, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you to seek and to save what was lost." Our encounter with the living presence of the exalted Lord Jesus propels us into mission to the world. When we begin to understand, just begin to understand, what he has done for us, the majesty of his love, the mystery of his grace, the depth of his compassion, the vastness of his mercy, when it begins to dawn on us that here at this table we have been in the real presence of the living Lord, we can't wait to get going and to proclaim the gospel of Christ for the salvation of the world. May the peace of God that passes all understanding stand guard over our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.